This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Good everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope all you guys are doing great today out there in our podcast land. And also, I'm glad you decided to tune in to us today, and hopefully let it be a blessing. I hope every week our Thoughts Become Things podcast is a blessing to you. We always pray and hope. My staff always just hopes and prays that, you know, everything that we say and do here will be really honoring you and blessing you and taking you to a higher level in your life. You know, there's always this evolutionary process that goes on with every one of us, that we want to evolve into the highest version of the best of ourselves that God's created us to be. That's what's powerful. That's what my prayers for every one of you is, that you be the best you can possibly be today and every day. And I hope this podcast is helping each and every one of you out with that. So by the way, today I'm not going to take your time up a whole lot, but I do want to talk to you about what's coming out on our Book of the Month program. Okay, and the reason why is because I wanted to sort of share with you guys three books that I actually decided to release within this month, okay? Because I felt like that these were of great necessity. A lot of people don't really write on issues and areas that are maybe touchy or that are scientific, or maybe in areas that we feel like we want to sort of go and dare to dream, but also go out with no man's gone before, like Star Trek. And that's what I like to write on. I like to write on things that people want to know about, but they're just scared to ask. That's one thing I love about this ministry here. So in this month, I'm actually releasing three books instead of just one. And these three books are going to be based on how to give a prophetic word, how to receive a prophetic word, and basically how to war with your prophetic word, or how to fight with your prophetic word. And the reason why, because a prophetic word, you know, I hear people say, is it called a prophetic word, Jeremy? Is it called a word? Is it called a prophetic reading? Is it a reading? You know, what do you call it? The key thing is, you know what? It's the voice of God. The voice of God comes in all shape, form, and fashions, right? You can call it whatever you want to, but the truth is, it's a voice from the unseen that speaks into you. And God loves to be able to speak into our lives, into the seen realm of our lives, that wants to be able to help push us and drive us more to the place of manifestation for things that are part of that will that we really are desiring, things that He desires for us that we need to desire as well. And our desires become His desires. And so therefore, through these three big books, I want to be able to release that power to know that when you hear that voice or you sense that vibration, you know, when people call me and say, you know, well, Jeremy, is this like is it a gut level feeling? Do I hear God audibly? Do I hear Him in my heart? Do I hear Him in my spirit? And I say, look, it's all the above and yet none of the above, because God likes to be able to speak into our lives any shape, form, or fashion, any way He so desires. And that means, you know what, I don't want to be able to lock it into a formula. I don't want to lock it into something to say, here's how you hear God, here are three steps to hear God. You know, and it's so funny to me, I'll just sort of, you know, digress for a minute. It's so funny to me that throughout the years I've watched people in these, you know, Christian magazines and Christian, you know, radio shows, and even within their books, and they always say the same thing. If you've ever noticed, it's usually like things such as how to hear God's voice. Number one, read the Bible. Number two, pray. And you're sort of going, duh, you know. And it's usually those same two or three, you know, that actually, or we hear all the time in every single situation, to where it's like, you know, you're not telling people how to hear the voice of God. You're telling them basically just to get into a legalistic system that if you read, all of a sudden God's going to respond to you. It's almost like if you stroke somebody's ego, they'll talk to you. Well, that's not how the word works, and that's not how the world works, and that's not how the kingdom works. And so there's never like two or three steps to hearing God's voice, and especially just reading the Bible. Okay, so I read the Bible, but what do I do when I'm walking down the street to hear that voice that needs to be spontaneous to me, that speaks to me about ownership of a business that the Bible does not talk about, or maybe, you know, something as far as what to eat for my body, that I know what my body needs to eat, and God knows what it doesn't need to eat. So that's not found in the Bible. You know, how do I know as far as which person to marry? Well, that's not found in the Bible. I mean, so, you know, the thing is, you can't honestly say that, you know, here are two or three steps to hear God. Read the Bible and pray. pray. I would definitely say prayer is one of the huge things. I would definitely encourage people, absolutely read the Bible. Absolutely, absolutely do that. On the other hand, though, you've got to begin to know exactly the different ways God talks. And you got to begin to realize that God speaks to us in a vibrational way. God speaks to us in a frequency way. God speaks to us with a gut level feeling way. God speaks to us in so many different ways that we could just be walking out that word of that spontaneous voice within a millisecond without even hearing anything. Some people see picture forms. Some people hear voices. Some people get a feeling. Some people get this nudging. You know, how many of you are like, I get this feeling in my gut, in my spirit, or in my stomach, or, you know, I mean, here's what I've always told people is however you begin to shape it with God, and listen to me closely, whatever that shape or that form looks like between you and God that you guys have got together and collaborated on, then there you go. That's how you're going to hear God in that season. And that's a key thing. God wants to be able to work with you because he knows how to he created you. He knows exactly what you like and don't like. He also knows how he formulated you as far as your perspective of life, your response, your reaction, all these different things. And so don't think for a moment God doesn't work through those situations. He knows you. He made all of us different. So if he made us all different, doesn't it mean he can speak to us in the way that is personal, that is very unique, organic to just me versus just you, and maybe you versus just me? And so the truth is, these are techniques to know how God speaks. And one of the things this month when I wrote in, within my three books as far as how to receive and how to give and how to fight with your prophetic word, I wanted to be able to initiate that whole call again about understanding that when you receive a word from the Lord, you know, once again, we're talking about when somebody gives you a word, we're talking about when you hear it in your spirit, or however it is that you and God has put this together for your life. You know, how to receive it, I talk about that in the book because it's very important to understand. You got to learn to give things attention, your love, your passion, your energy. You know, giving your energy, giving your feeling to something is not unbiblical. It's very biblical. I mean, very biblical. You know, even when it deals with a husband and wife, the Bible says, you know, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, okay? And you think to yourself, okay, that doesn't sound really hocus pocus. It doesn't sound real anointed of God, but yet it's in the Bible, you know? And so the key thing is when you found a good thing, you just have to resonate with that in your spirit to say, you know what, this is a good thing. And with that good thing, just like a prophetic word, you have to begin to realize that if I found a good thing, in other words, if God spoke to me, however it needs to be unique to me, then you know what, I found a good thing. And with that good thing, what do? You spend time with it. You take it to dinner. You take her or him out to dinner. You know, you bless them. You go to the movies with them. Put it another way. You spend time with it. If you get a prophetic word, all God is saying is, look, treat it like a spouse. You spend time with it. You put it first in all that you do. You give it attention. You feed it attention. Don't ever starve it. What you starve dies. What you feed begins to take off, right? And so these are key elements. Now, I go into a lot deeper in-depth things when it deals with how to receive a word, but also how to give a word is not that hard at all. And usually within your spirit, it's this sort of, you know, you and God situation where you both got this and you both are working this thing out. You're both sort of, you know, collaborating together on understanding that, you know what I'm hearing from God, okay, what I'm hearing from God is maybe for Betty or Sue or Joe over here or Karen or Ken. And here's what you have to begin to understand. It's through that understanding of who it's for, then you begin to realize, does God need to speak to me? You know, how do I need to speak to them how God speaks to me? Do I need to, you know, bring forth maybe something because of their culture or their environment or who they are, what they are, or maybe their financial status? You know, how do I speak the word of the Lord to them? Now, many of you might say, well, that's just silly, Jeremy. If God speaks something, you should just give it loud and bold. Not always true. Not always true, my friend. That's where ignorance comes in. Because the Bible talks about, you know, different things such as being all things to all people, you might win some. The Bible mentions so many different areas of people who had fears other people didn't. You know, where their strengths were, the other people's strengths were not. So no, when you give a prophetic word, you have to begin to understand to be all things means to literally cloak yourself or cover yourself in the understanding of that person and how they receive things. Because the truth is, if you're a woman, and let's say, for example, you're going to prophesy to a man, you know, you got to know in your heart, is this something I say or something I pray? because it is something. Is it something that I need to say to them? In other words, you dive into that type of realm of the spirit realm where you're understanding, can this man understand, or does he need to perceive something from a woman? Maybe he has an issue with women. Maybe a lot of women, think about it, there's a lot of women when I travel and I have a prophetic word for them, I'm very cautious. I'm like, Lord, let me, in a millisecond, let me get into the atmosphere and get a feel for your unique daughter. Put it another way, Lord, teach me how to respect the uniqueness of that woman, where I can understand, does she need a prophetic word from a man? Do men, have men hurt her, abused her, raped her? You know, was her husband very verbally abusive? Well, you know what? Those things subconsciously lodge in your mind, in your heart. So the truth is, if you're going to give a prophetic word to somebody, you need to know that the angles of that person. And you know, there's many times God would tell me, God say, I'm telling you this to say, not to say it over them, or maybe get another woman present to say, hey, may I minister the word of the Lord to you while this other woman is present? Maybe sometimes it makes them feel a little bit, you know, a little better about it, a little more comfortable that another woman's present. See, there's so many avenues, folks. Now, these are just more natural avenues, but there's so many more spiritual avenues when it deals with giving and receiving a word. And when it deals with warring, which I like to use the word more or less fighting over it, I like to be able to speak this to understand, what is my action? What is my word calling when it deals with action? Where does my action come into play? And does it really mean I have to fight over it? You know, the definitions of fight and warfare and soldiers and army, all that has been so blown out of proportion. I don't mean this disrespectful, folks, but it has been so blown out of proportion. If I hear one more charismatic person talk about I'm in the army of God, or I'm warring, or I'm fighting, I want somebody to say, God love you. You see yourself that belittled? You see yourself that low? Because the truth is, when it deals with New Testament theology, there's no recordings of army. There's no recordings of, of that type of stuff. None. Zilch. But I'll tell you what's the highest call and highest role and highest honor to have is being a son or daughter of God. So as you war and you're fighting and you're doing this, you know, what you're telling me is you're belittling yourself versus taking your dynamic role as being a son and daughter of God, realizing the battle's not yours, the battle's the Lord's, and you understanding how to be able to join in the field and not battle, but join in the field to create. Join in the field of thinking like your Heavenly Father, which means be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. So when you give a word, be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. When you receive a word, be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. When you're quote unquote fighting, you know, for your prophetic word, you be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. And these are scriptures, and these are things in this book. In fact, these three books actually hold a lot of key revelatory elements that will totally, totally bless every one of you. I really want to highly encourage each one of you to make sure this month you are signed up for our Book of the Month program. Plus, we are releasing the probably the biggest book I've ever put out ever, which is called The Prophet's Blueprint. And it's going to be a book about everything that deals with prophets, good, bad, and ugly, and things I can promise you about prophetic words you have never in your life, ever in your heart life heard from any church. Plus, you're going to get also a dynamic study guide along with that prophet's book. So that's why I'm saying, you don't get in the program of Book of the Month program, you're missing out, folks. And I want each one of you to be a part of that. Be a participator. Be a participator, not an observer. Be a participator where you're participating in your own recovery and your own life by getting knowledge and wisdom that will help you and push you and sort of almost like throw you out there to destiny. I want God to look at me and say, I'm throwing him out there to destiny. I'm using him in everything that I do. Why? Because he refuses to be stupid. No offense. He refuses to be dumb. No offense. But he refuses to have a lack of knowledge. He has put his best foot forward to learn, to honor me by learning. And folks, the truth is, you want to honor God? Learn. You want to honor and respect the Father? Know his ways. How do you know his ways? You learn. You read. You study. You study to show yourself approved. Those are the key things of respecting our Heavenly Father. So I want to encourage each one of you. Go right now. Get to identitynetwork.net. Join our Book of the Month program. You're going to love it. It's called Book of the Month. It's actually called Hot Off the Press Book Club, Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. And you guys need to be a part of it. Every month you get a book sent to your mail, in the mail, your post office, you know, or your mailbox, you know, and you get no shipping. Shipping's on us, okay? You get the book, and you also get The study guide of the workbook, free as well. You know, if we're sending out one that month or maybe within that year, you're going to get that as well. So these are things I really, really, really want you guys to think about and really consider, because these are things that you guys would really love, I'm telling you. And we're putting out the best books between now and December especially. I mean, some of the best books ever written are coming out between now and December. And these are things I want you to begin to run with in your life, all right? So once again, folks, thank you so much for always tuning into our podcast. You guys are blessings. You're a family. You're a friends of the ministry. Always know we've got a gigantic, big, global family, you know, universally. And all you guys and gals fit in perfectly to our ministry, because we know that God has brought you to us. God's brought me to you guys because He knows the fit. He knows how we fit into the power of attraction. He knows that we've attracted each other across the seas and across borders for many, many reasons beyond anything of just learning and teaching. And those are the key things I want you to know. We're going to live a lifetime together, folks, in this thing of attraction, to attract each other into our lives and see what we can pull from each other, because iron sharpens iron. It's not me sharpening you guys, folks. It's you guys sharpening me as well, keeping me on my toes, as they say. So I want to thank each and every one of you. And as always, if you feel like giving to the ministry, hey, there's a place on identitynetwork.net. You can just gladly just give money to help our missions work, our missions fund, to help globally this amazing ministry. And plus, once again, you tell me today, what ministry do you see out there who's actually incorporating science, who's incorporating all people, who's incorporating law of attraction, who's incorporating spiritual laws within the realm of even the Bible? These are key things. And so if you really believe in this ministry and you believe in the elements that we're teaching are healthy and they're positive and they're helping people all over the globe, if you see that and you sense that and you know it to be real, just donate to our ministry. We would love for you to. I never ask for donations. And not that we really need them, but the truth is we always need them, because mission work is never, never dull. It's always something we always give, give, give. And so if you guys want to bless us, just do that today. Or call the office and just say, hey, you know what? I just want to bless you guys. I just want to bless you with $10 or $50 or $100 or $1,000. I just want to bless your ministry. And so you're welcome to call my staff. They would love to hear from you, and it would make their day to know that you just want to give and get nothing in return. What bigger honor is that? And you can call our office by calling 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And also, if you call or write into our ministry, definitely let us know where you're from. Let us know exactly how you heard about us. You know, let us know, hey, I heard this on the podcast of Thoughts Become Things. We would love to be able to know that you are, you know, you're part of us, and also know exactly how you're hearing about us. That's a great thing. We want to basically know how you heard about us and who told you about us. That's the beautiful thing about life, is getting to know what avenue is really working in our ministry. So thank you again. God bless you guys. And as always, don't forget, today is the day you can create your day. Create it what you want it to be and blow it away with a lot of creative color today. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.